This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. What is an egg, anyway? If there's debate about it, I'll talk about it after this. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data? And which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. As we move ever closer to Easter, the egg more and more will be in the spotlight. And you may think you know what an egg is, but one big food chain is casting some doubt about what is purported to be eggs. Panera Bread has petitioned the Food and Drug Administration to establish a clear definition for the term egg. Panera's standard sandwich features what they call 100% real eggs, which the company said means those eggs are freshly prepared, cracked shell eggs and or egg whites with no additives. Panera, in developing its newest breakfast sandwiches, said it discovered that current FDA regulations do not establish a definition or a standard of identity for eggs. And without this, Panera says companies can sell and advertise items that contain multiple additives, that they could put in things such as butter-type flavors, gums, and added color, and all of this would come under the generic term egg. Panera specifically called out some competitors, including Starbucks and Burger King and Chick-fil-A, for using, quote, eggs that Panera says contain such additives. Panera said its goal in petitioning the FDA is to better support and inform guests in the absence of a true definition of the term egg. The director of wellness and food policy at Panera said the company and its competitors use the FDA definitions to guide product descriptions and names. But she said, in the case of eggs, we have no guidance. Sarah Burnett at Panera said brands can say they offer an egg sandwich, but sell an egg product that actually contains multiple additives. I'll be back after this.